Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters in the Middle East. Hello, UCLA, McGill University in Toronto. Welcome to the Jackie Coley Radio Show. And you just heard the enigmatic calling from the wonderful group in Chicago, my longtime buddies, Thaddeus Project. Thaddeus Project is Ted, Glenn, Chuck, and Jeff. And we have Ted and Glenn on the line now. Are you out there, my brothers?
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Hey, Mr.
Wonderful.
Ted.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Mr. J, I am
wow. It's been almost 2 years.
Yeah. I'm sitting here in our darkened control room. I have dark sunglasses on, and I'm slowly tipping my fedora to you and your listeners.
I really appreciate that, and she says hello as well. How are the families out there?
This is Ted. Everybody's good, Doc. Everybody's doing real good. We're empty nesters. My wife and myself, our kids are out of the house, and my daughter just got engaged a couple weeks ago, which is wonderful, and life is pretty good here in Chicago.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're connected on Facebook, so I've been, keeping up with Ted. I don't think Glenn is on Facebook. Glenn, why aren't you on Facebook, sir?
Because it's intrusive. You know what? Honest to God, Mr. J, sometimes I guess there's no other way to say it, but I'm kind of funny on certain things, and I just kind of like my privacy. I don't know, and
right.
I would just rather when it comes to my friends, I like to connect with them like we are here on the phone or face to face. I guess I'm old fashioned that way. That's all.
You've joined the millions of people out there who are not, don't believe in the social media hype, and that's just fine. And I'm so appreciative that you've given me the opportunity to chat with you. Let's just jump on to the show. We got a lot to talk about in 24 minutes. I believe you guys are working on Sweet Dreams now, or is that already complete?
We're working on a new cut right now. Our latest single that's out is called The Hurt, which is also available as a video and MP3. And we're working on a new cut that we hope to have out in the next week or a month or two, called Load the Wagon. And it's it's a song that was developed around the symbol that we have, which is a whole another story, Doc. A whole different. Glenn and I reunited with drummer friend of ours. Actually, we were in our first band. I was in my first band when I was 13 with Glenn and Chuck.
Wow.
I've known Chuck. Grade, fourth grade, Doc. I've known Chuck. We actually played in a concert band together in grade school. And then we added Jeff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then Jeff, our bass player. Glenn was in a band with Chuck and Jeff. I've never been in a band with Jeff, but I've known Jeff since freshman high school. So the chemistry is sounds incredible, and we're cutting singles now, one at a time, and eventually, we'll put a compilation album together. That's our idea.
Wonderful. And yes, I have heard The Hurt, and The Hurt is awesome. And if I'm not mistaken, Glenn's vocals on The Hurt are just absolutely incredible. It's actually taking the band in a new direction. Because, I'm a big fan of Picture Book. I told everyone about Picture Book. I think I praised and, ranted and raved about Picture Book in 2013, and I continue to be on your bandwagon for that song. And to this day, I still believe that Kodak should pick your song up and make it their anthem. Fuji. Hey, that's not, if Fuji works, any of them works, because the song just picks up and highlights and the meaning of what pictures are and how they represent life. And I really, I became your fan instantaneously when I heard that.
Well, thank you. That was our intention.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. J, Ted alluded to Chuck Nilsson, our drummer, our new, this is our, he's been with us now for the last 2 years. And
wonderful.
Chuck and I actually started in our first band ever, our first combo ever together, back when we were like 13 years old, him and I. And,
okay, wow.
We've known each other forever. And Jeff, I got a good story for about Jeff for you that I'll let Ted finish up on, but let me kind of get it going for you. Jeff Culo and I, our bass player and background singer, he played in the very first band that I was in when I got to high school. That was the first group we put together in high school, and we became good friends over the time that I was there. But when we got back together, this is a good story Ted's got about how he ran back into him. I'm going to let him tell you about how this went, because he went to a concert, and because he hadn't seen Jeff in so long, he was thinking, he was looking at the wrong guy. And well, here, Ted, finish it up.
Yeah. Well, Doc, basically, I'm involved with Facebook, as you know, and I'm one to express
yes, sir.
I've run into all sorts of old friends and old girlfriends and people through the years. And Jeff, about 3 years ago, we connected on Facebook, and we knew of each other. And he was a lead guitar player too, and I was a lead guitar player. And I always used to make fun of his leads, but we always had friendly towards each other. But he switched to bass years ago, and bottom line is he was doing some he was playing with a choir doing shows and stuff. And I figured, well, you know, I haven't seen the guy in I don't know how many. 30, 40 years or something. So I went out to this show, and I always knew he sung, so I'm looking at this guy on stage, and, man, this guy, he's bald like Jeff. He looks a little like Jeff, but he has a great voice. And I'm sitting next to this guy, and this guy said he was sick. He couldn't perform that night. And he says, that's Jeff up there. And I'm listening to this guy. And I'm going, wow, what a voice, man. That voice could really match up good with Glenn's. But I'm listening to this bass player, and the low end is so freaking pure. And I mean, I'm listening to bass, and it was just filling the room wonderfully. But I'm focusing on Jeff. And then the performance was done, and I come to find out that Jeff was not the guy on stage singing. Jeff was the bass player.
Wow.
You know, he heard our music. He was always interested in our music, you know, over the last 3 years since he was introduced to it. You know, he was checking it out. So we had him come in and he auditioned. And like I said, my first band at 13 was with Chuck and Glenn. And this is my first band with Jeff. But every time we get together to rehearse or perform, it's like going back to high school, you know, cussing each other out and having fun, you know. So it's a blast. The chemistry is really good. It's really a wonderful story. You're getting the first. You're the first one to hear it,
right? Actually, too, Mr. J. As far as like the rating of this combo goes, by comparison to our other combos, which we had some very good, capable musicians with us, but
right.
My wife and her sister. They have come to every single show that we've played because they like the sound and the feel of this group so much. Actually, like it. They just think that it's their comment was, and this is true, because this is what I feel when I'm with this new combo. We have, and it's evident, a lot of fun when we're playing, and it comes across.
Chemistry.
Right. You know, and it really does. It comes flying through, and it's been a great time with these guys. It really has, and I really enjoy being back with them. I really do.
We're having a blast, Doc.
Yeah.
Wow, wonderful.
The new disc that we're putting together, and we're going kind of a piece at a time. We've run into a lot of new people that I'd like to talk about that we're doing work with. We're going to call the disc Full Circle. And because it just kind of says what it's really all about, you know. I mean, it was full circle with friends that we're doing this with. It's a whole thing. It's a whole concept thing. We're doing a lot of recording right now in in another studio other than our own. We are working with
World Stage Studios.
It's owned and operated by Jimmy Peterick from the Ides of March.
Survivor.
And Survivor.
Wow.
So, We've known Jimmy for a number of years. We were friends with him years ago, and we got back in touch with him. And he's got just a really, really nice place. I don't know, Doc, have you seen the vid that we did on The Hurt?
Yes, yes, and I love the video. You sent that video to me when you first, I think when you first completed it, and I told you I loved it.
Well, that's a whole other story, right, Doc. A whole other story.
Yeah,
we got a friend we went to high school with, Ray Listina, which is Park West Media. He actually started a video company, and between him, his son, and his son's friend, they did that video for us. And they're out. They're based out of Chicago, work in New York, and all.
Oh, they're doing
the
commercial work in New York, and I mean, you know, they're doing like a lot of other like television commercials and stuff too. So, you know, it's a pro company, and the one thing I like about it, quite honestly, I mean, we've had in the past some what I call decent artist videos, you know. But this vid, The Hurt, it's pro. When you look at it, it's pro.
It's art. Yeah.
That's the difference. You know, when you're working with producers and guys that are
and good cameras,
yeah,
great cameras,
good
and stuff
cameras,
like that.
And know how
right,
to work,
right, right,
how to work this thing,
right?
You know,
it's definitely art.
And then to have the pleasure to be able to do it with old friends and sort of like family. I mean, it's wonderful at this stage in our careers to be able to work with people that we grew up with, you know, and homespun, which gets into, you know, the inspiration behind being an indie artist and indie musician.
Right,
know?
Right. I also want to congratulate you guys on your IMN success. You guys, I understand, have been done very well in the charts.
We have won 5 awards. 5 years in a row we've won awards there, and, you know, we feel really blessed that that happened. We don't know how we win every year, but it happens. And maybe because we're on a Hawks and a Stanley Cup all the time.
Right,
maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, no, congrats. I'm pretty sure those awards are well-deserved. Well-deserved. I wanted to just get touch back on the, you know, hooking up with your old buddies from the high school days. And I can only imagine that whole experience is just absolutely pleasurable. And you said that your wives noticed a change in your sound. Elaborate on that a little bit for me, because we have too gone through, you know, a lot of, you know, musicians, and you can tell the difference when certain musicians are playing with other musicians and whether the vibe is there or not. You know, talk about that a little bit more, because I have a lot of student musicians who listen, and I'm pretty sure they would love to hear from the experts out there in Chicago.
Yeah, well, Doc, one of the big differences with this combo, we had two other combos besides Glenn and I doing some solo work and Sweet Dreams, which was pretty much an acoustic CD. The big difference here is there's just a friendship and camaraderie and chemistry and a desire to help each other improve, and we're doing it for the love of music. We're having fun, and it's not being contrived or produced. It's honest. We're being honest to our art and to our music and to each other. And that's true. And when we're on stage, everybody's having a blast.
Let me elaborate on that a little bit more. Honestly, it perplexed me. I spoke to my wife and I said, well, you know, what is it really? And the one thing that she said, and we agreed on this, she said, you have a bass and a drum. The whole rhythm section is just more tighter and more up front. And what we did, the other thing that we do, and we haven't done this so much with the other combos, but I noticed that we do it all the time with these guys. We kind of jam a little bit, Doc. You could come and see us 3 days in a row play the same songs, and yet there's going to be differences in those songs because we play, this combo tends to play off of each other a little bit. And I can't tell you exactly how that happened, except that we rely on our long history, a deep history with these guys. And it's just something that fell in on it. And the one thing that my wife mentioned was that, she says we're far more danceable now. So there you go.
Yeah, another point too.
Wow.
Another point, Doc, when you have, this is for your young musicians out there, when you have really good chemistry and you go out there and you perform live and you have a great chemistry, then what happens is there's a certain confidence that you have as musicians and artists when you're performing live to stretch things and try things and take risks.
Exactly.
When you take risk live, all sorts of unique, wonderful moments happen. And we had a gig last Saturday. We're playing some places around Chicago just to tighten us up. And we played a place last Saturday. And this was a place where typically if a band came in there, people would watch the band and listen and talk and everything. Every eye was on us. And when we went into these jams, these jams would have a little bit of structure, and a certain passage of the jam would happen and have clapping and stuff like that. And we noticed that is an incredible feeling when you could do that in a club and every eye is on you and they're waiting for the next note. That's amazing,
Yeah, in the clubs, sometimes it doesn't go that way for you in a club,
Right. Wow, exactly. Well, we're kind of going down to 7 minutes. I want to talk about that barbecue out there, and I actually was in Chicago last year. I didn't have a chance to connect with you guys because I was there only for 5 hours, and I was on my way to Paris. But I got to get out there for that barbecue. I'm trying to do it this summer. You may or may not know, I have kidney disease, so some things have changed for me.
Are you okay, Doc? You going to be okay?
Well, yeah, they're trying to decide if I need dialysis or not, so that's where I'm at. So I'm just going to, roll with the punches. Let's talk about that barbecue. That's been in the back of my mind. I've been waiting for this show. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's blended with the barbecue, baby.
It is. Yeah, yes, it is. That's right.
That's Chicago barbecue.
That's right. And my wife has put, she's putting a little deck on the back of the house. And we're going to do a little barbecue out there if the weather allows, because I don't know if you've paid any attention to it over here, Doc, but I'll tell you what, we're getting it rains almost every day. It's been crazy for the last month. It's so it's been weather for it, but
tornadoes,
all kinds of crazy things. But the one thing that I do, we season the meat. Never boil ribs. Never do it. Don't do it. Whatever you do, don't do it.
You make some enemies with the folks in St. Louis.
Already. You know what? You put your rub on and you put it in the you let it age in the refrigerator. The one thing that I do that's different from most people that I know, and it gets me a lot of praise. I've hit the ball out of the park many times with this. I use indirect heating, okay, which is not unusual. I use real charcoal, okay, on a real, this is on a real large Weber. And in the middle of that Weber, what I do is I put, it's a large pan that you would put like a turkey in, okay, a roasting pan. I double that up. And I go get about, usually about a gallon and a half of, I like to use apple juice rather than apple cider. Apple juice with the sugar.
Wow.
Now, listen to this. I put it all in there together, right? And I dump the about a gallon and a half of this apple juice in the roaster. Then I take my I got a rack that I use for the ribs, and I get those out of the we keep them cool and seasoned in the refrigerator. We take them out and I put them in the rack upright with the heavier side or like the side with the fat and the more meat on it up. Okay, so that as it cooks, it drips down and helps to further moisten the meat. And so then what happens is the apple juice, it starts to like more boil basically is what it's doing, and it's steamed, and it's like
steamed,
curing.
Right.
Yeah, it's curing the meat while it moistens and flavors at the same time. The only other thing I do is I keep the chips going. My wife prefers the apple when I use the apple wood to go with the apple thing. And so that's kind of the way we've been going with that. But and it turns out nice. Usually it's about, for those who are listening and want the real deal on the Chicago way to do things, you got to keep it around 275, say, roughly on the heat. Keep an eye on it. Watch your vent. You want to keep it for about 18 to 20 minutes per pound of rib that you're cooking, and you should be just about on with it when it's all over. But seasonings, everything, and whatever you do, my friend, don't boil the ribs, please.
Right.
Just don't do it.
I heard that, man. I heard that. That sounds like I'm gonna try that. I'm going to try that. Well, I want you guys to go ahead and send out your final shout-outs. We're down to our two-minute warning. And got any shout-outs you want to send out?
Yeah, we want to just say that, there's people listening to us all over the world, and we're just really happy to be able to put music out there and touch people. You know, music is an expression of life and art, love, and everything. And, if the whole world was into music, it'd be a lot more peaceful place, you know. So music's important to us. We just want to thank everybody for everybody's support.
And Doc J, I want to thank you, and I want to thank my wife, Carolyn, for all of the years that she's put up with me. And, I want to send a big thanks out to Chuck and Jeff for getting back with us.
Chuck and Jeff, yes.
And they're
tell
them
I want them on the show next time. You're on the show. I want Chuck and Jeff. Tell them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? Everybody hold in there. And, remember, we're all pulling for you, and everybody's in this together.
That's right.
That's all I got, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And on that note, we're going to say au revoir to our wonderful friend Chicago. And I want to let you guys know that my new favorite is Rivertown. I've been blowing that up, and we love Rivertown. Love it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Doc.
You have a wonderful evening, and I want to say goodnight to all of our wonderful fans across the world. Good night.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.